Okay, we'll start. You're listening to The Debrief here with Dave O'Neill in the car with two comedy legends. I'm actually driving for a change. Sam Pang is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm driving.
And Adam Rosenbarks.
And I have a beer.
Yeah, so there's... And I could possibly be driving home because Sam is known to drink, so...
Well, I just thought I'd have a couple and see how it goes, that's all.
But we're just discovering that a tunnel that we need to go through on the way home will be shut. So luckily, we're heading out in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. So, Dave, you know your way around, man. You can take us the back street.
Yeah, we're going home, aren't we, for you?
This is a homecoming. We'll go past my statue very soon.
Return of the King. Return of the King.
And also visit Mum and Dad. They're in the same house I grew up in.
How many bedroom house?
Hey?
How many bedroom house?
Three. Shared a room with my brother. My other two brothers shared a room.
What's in the other two rooms now?
Oh, there's just the bunk beds that Mark and Trevor used to sleep in.
Really?
And Dad's put another double bed in, so Mum and Dad sleep in separate rooms now.
Fuck, I'm looking forward to... I'm not in a relationship, but when I am...
Separate rooms?
Yeah. My grandparents had that, and I always, like, thought that would be cool.
Why not bunks?
No, because you don't want the snoring.
No, my wife... It goes on about having separate rooms now.
So, really?
Yeah,
already?
Well, just because I snore, but I've got a... You know, I've got a... If you watch my stand-up tonight, you'll hear a very in-depth discussion on CPAPs, Sam, which is...
On what?
CPAPs, sleeping aids. I've got an oxygen mask.
Do you do the Darth Vader thing?
Yeah, I do it.
You're closing, so assume that I won't be watching, right, or listening. So what are you going to do tonight?
I'll record it. Well,
we're doing the car on the way.
Oh, that'd be great.
We're doing Mick Malloy's kids' school, which is out in the eastern suburbs. We won't name the school, but it's out in the outer east. It's a private school.
Yeah.
So I just love supporting private schools. That's what I live for.
So do I.
As anyone knows, my...
Mate, some of these kids haven't seen a second ice skating rink. So,
they need a polo field.
Yeah.
But it is out in the east, so they'll be basically... I've done a gig before, and there were guys that went to my high school who now send their kids to this school.
Oh, and I bet you they're, like, in charge of construction and shit.
Yeah, that's right. He's an engineer. That's right.
Yeah.
So they're kind of aspirational people.
So they're, like, rich blue-collar.
Yeah, they're not happy with Mitcham High, where I went, which is still operating. But so they want a better life.
Because they can get their kids funneled through. I did a bit of research on the school before the gig just to see if anything popped up in the news. And it had private schools in the outer east and their like ratings of how many kids got through at VCE level.
Yeah.
And the school that we're going to was like 100%.
Oh, really?
I was like, fudge it a little bit. Like, it's, you know, there's got to be a couple of fuckwits in the class. Yeah. Don't tell me they all got
But
through.
Also, they probably kick people out. Because my cousin went to Kingswood College, which is around here too. And in year 11, they went, you know what, we think you'd be better off at Box Hill High. Because that's what they do. They kick the kids who aren't achieving out.
Do you reckon Kingswood College would have suffered when Kingswood Country was on?
Yeah, it was the same time.
Everyone's calling each other wogs.
They used to pay their fees by leaving the money on the fridge. Hey, where am I going?
Get in the left lane and go to the Ringwood Bypass, mate.
Well, you're giving it away, aren't you? Or are there other schools out here?
It's stacks
so
of schools.
So left here?
Yeah, left here. There's stacks of schools out here. Anyway, Sam, you've never been on the podcast. Adam has. And it's very exciting to have you on.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll do anything for you. I don't know why, but I feel like you're...
You know why?
Why?
Because we're Triple R Breakfaster alumni.
I say alumni, but...
Oh, okay, whatever.
That's right. Rosie, did you ever do Triple R?
He did a Monday show, didn't you? Monday
or Sunday? Yeah, with Rosie from the Triple M Breakfast Show in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Called Whole Lot of Shonky.
Yeah, but when I got to Triple R, Dave had gone, by the way.
I'm trying to remember when I first met you. That's what I do on this podcast, and I'm pretty sure...
Is that what you do? Just when we first met...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a Triple R event. But you know what it's like? It's like David Lee Roth meeting the guy that replaced him. You know what I mean? You're not that interested.
He's Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar. this is Sam. He does your job now.
That's the nicest thing. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. So I just keep going straight, by the way.
You know, David Lee Roth once said to Sammy Hagar, every night you have to get up and sing my songs. I never sing your songs.
That's great.
Maybe I should do your jokes tonight.
Yeah, do them. I'd be happy if you did them.
I remember a joke that you did about you went into the fish and chip shop and asked for maximum chips. Is that yours?
No, that's Hellier. Hellier.
You're both the same to me.
fat, funny. No, my joke was I went into the fish and chip shop, I ordered minimum chips, I got one. That's my joke, I got one.
Pizza's a lot better, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow, it's so much better. Sorry, I didn't know it was... I thought you did fish and chip. You know, I thought you cornered the fish and chip.
No, yeah. Hughes, he does a lot of fish and chip stuff.
Does he?
The crab stick.
Jeez, I hate fish and chips.
All the convenience of the...
Is that a cultural thing?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Considering your culture now run fish and chip shops...
Well, we own the land. We don't necessarily run the business. We own the freehold, the thing. No,
your culture.
Yeah,
your culture.
That's what he said. Straight. You're a disgrace because you always go straight to my...
Chinese background.
Yeah. And I go, well, I don't lead with it. You just kind of crowbar it in.
You kind of enjoy it.
I use it when I need to.
Remember we were having lunch at a chicken shop?
You lean on it occasionally.
Yeah, every now and then I go, I can...
I was telling you, I've been watching The Front Bar a bit. Which Sam is on, everyone, and Adam works on it.
Yep, absolutely.
And because I've been doing these gigs in interstate.
And we're going to Mount...
Go straight ahead. Right.
Then, you've been doing gigs interstate. What does that mean?
I'm just doing gigs for the MFAA. It's very prestigious. I can't go into it. They're just corporate gigs.
Cashies.
They're not cash. You can't. These guys are mortgage brokers. They're not getting out of the cash.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't do anything fucking dodgy.
Come on.
We just had a royal commission for those motherfuckers.
Hey, they were cleared in it, all right? How's this? The other night, this guy goes, hey, this is what you need to say. Commonwealth Bank are sponsoring you. Get up there and say, Commonwealth Bank are great. They sponsor a lot of events. Like, they sponsored the royal commission. And I said...
Sponsored? Well,
that's a joke. He's telling me. And I go, Jesus. Well, hang on. That'll get me in trouble, won't it? I go, who do you work for? He goes, oh, ANZ.
Yeah.
It's a setup.
What a rivalry. So,
stitch-up in the finance industry.
I've been watching The Front Bar, and, I do the gig, and I go back to my hotel room, and I watch a repeat of The Front Bar. Because interstate, you're not relevant. You know what I mean? You're on a 10 or something. You know what I mean? You got to get on New South Wales. You're not on till Fatty Vaughan's done his thing. I don't think Fatty Vaughan's on anymore.
That is he has not been on for about probably 3 years. But yeah, Front Bar isn't on at a great time in Sydney and Brisbane, but everywhere else it seems to be.
Yeah, Adelaide was on normal.
But once again, it's always passive aggressive. Oh, I watched your little show the other night. Thanks very much, Dave.
Maybe you're like the Asian Fatty Vaughan.
I love that painting show you do. I love that painting one.
I'm gonna do some Ando gear tonight. Yeah, too, by the way. I'm letting you know.
But anyway, the Front Bar has been excellent to watch. And as you know, I'm not that into footy, but it's been a good show, great show.
Is that what you just wanted to say? That were you turning into Debbie Anker? Are you just giving a review of the show? Well, I don't know what the point of you saying.
You're waiting for the zing.
I always wait for the zing.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say you did a joke about Jimmy Wong, which is very funny. I think I told you that, didn't I?
What?
Oh, you know, they were talking about meeting Ted Whitten.
The guy ran the store in Footscray.
That's right. Did you ever meet Ted Whitten, Rosie?
I did not, no.
I never met him.
Yeah.
I never met him, and everyone tells the same... he chose the same... Anyone who met Ted Whitten tells the same story, Dave, about, yeah, we met him, and his handshake, he almost crushed our hand. Yeah, I'm going, that doesn't sound like a great bloke. Oh, you know, I hate fuckwits like that who crush your hand. I go, good on you, mate.
Doug Hawkins was saying he met him at Jimmy Wong's, which is this Chinese restaurant in Footscray.
Yeah.
And then there was a pause and you said, I haven't met him, but I have met Jimmy Wong. It's a good joke.
I can't remember every funny thing I said, but thank you.
Remember we were standing in Clifton Hill the other day? There's a cooking shop.
We don't need the... You taking my ear tag off?
I don't know. What's whistling?
Something's whistling?
I can hear a whistling. I thought it was coming through there. So I'm just removing an ear tag from Sam's.
It's probably someone listening to this podcast live and getting bored.
Live streaming, getting bored. There was a cooking shop across the road.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, that cooking shop's great. I went the other day and bought, and I said, don't tell me a wok. How we laughed.
We laughed. And then...
Yeah, I've been done for racism. So,
I had to leave early because there were my... rickshaw was double parked, remember?
See, you're doing it.
Yeah, that's
zinging it.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
Great job. Let's get him out of the way now. So, how much of this podcast is before and then after? Because I thought it's called the debrief.
Yeah,
right?
We can stop now. How do you think the gig's going to go, Rosie?
I was going to say to Pangy, what's he expecting from it? I think it'd be great. I actually think.
It's in a theatre.
It's in a theatre, and parents who are. I've got rid of the kids for a night.
Yeah, they're
so fucking bang up for comedy.
This is your theory, is that they're just so grateful.
Yes.
It's true.
They got a night free, mate. They don't want to waste it.
And I've got like at least half an hour on parenting and education, so I don't know what you guys are going to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll be
wrong. I'll be doing half an hour on parenting and education, because I'm on before you.
I'm doing an hour on Jimmy Wong, so that's going to be great. They're going to love that.
The history of Jimmy Wong.
I don't know what I'm going to. I don't know what I'm going to do. Mate, but you two don't even care.
Celebrity status. Just walk out there, take the standing ovation, say any questions. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
How about you two as like seasoned road warriors of stand up? Would you be disappointed, mortified, or like annoyed if I just took did Q&A? Because by the way, in saying that, I back myself in Q&A to get laughs.
So yeah, no, we're not saying you're not going to get laughs.
Well, isn't that the whole idea of getting up there tonight, getting laughs?
Yeah.
It's just entertainment.
So you're a purist. You want
do it the way you want to do it, man.
If you want to juggle, that's fine.
I'll juggle three woks and bring down the house. What do you reckon about that?
He's spinning woks on a stick.
I can't wait for this gig.
What about spinning? Instead of spinning plates, what if I just said Lazy Susans? I'll just spin Lazy Susans. Look at this. Look at that. Thinking? It's still going. Still going.
Did you have one of them in your house growing up?
Yes. Not on the table.
You had one?
Yeah, but not on the table.
How did you? How did you have one?
But it was in the corner of the kitchen, so it had like the sugar and the coffee and everything on it. So you just spun what you need.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't get one till. Until later, but then after that, it was like TVs. We had one in every room. You know what I mean? So, Lazy Susans are great.
Well, that's a fucking oath.
Pass me that.
Just spin it round. No reaching.
We got a deep fryer in the center.
Did you?
Yeah.
How big was it? Like how many?
Oh, big enough to do like could you some do chips and dim sims.
Minimum chips or maximum chips?
Yeah, minimum. Just the one.
Did you just do one?
It's a good joke. I should open with that tonight.
But how much fat did you need and how fucking dangerous were they?
Yeah, but they don't. But you leave the fat in there. That's what you do. You leave the fat in there and you just cook it up again the next time.
So how many run-throughs would you give it?
I have to ask Mum, but I probably reckon 6 months.
6 months?
Well, you'd hope not, but possibly.
And
do you know where we are, Dave?
Okay, yes. Okay, we've got to turn left at oh, no, not this one. Keep going. Anyway, look. The podcast has been going excellent so far.
I'm actually fascinated by your deep fryer.
Yeah, they were a bit of a thing in the 70s.
What else did you do, aside from chips, did you do dimmies
just
and stuff?
Dim sim. Actually, I can't really ever remember having chips from it, but we had dim sims a lot.
Yeah, okay.
So it was a classic after-school snack where Mum would have the deep fried dim sims.
Yeah, right, there'd be grease all over the kitchen.
Yeah.
Your post-school snack was fried dim sims
look
from
at him.
Your own deep fryer.
Yeah, look at me, I'm fat.
Sorry, not. Yeah, of course it was. What was I thinking? Why was there even a hint of surprise in my voice?
I love dim sims still this day.
What about you? Are you big on South Melbourne ones, or you think they're a bit?
I saw your photo down there the other day. Sam's got a bit of a shrine to him down there.
I went down there for radio with Jonathan Brown, and we interviewed the Dim Sim King, the South Melbourne Dim Sim King.
Yes, he's the son of the Dim Sim King.
He's in terms of Dim. You know, there's the big Dim Sim money. He's put. Speaking of schooling,
they made millions of
he's
dollars.
He's putting his kids through private school with Dim Sim money.
Melbourne really? Grammar probably. He's made lots of money. That guy.
Yeah,
anyway,
are they that good?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're pretty
beautiful.
Good. They're pretty good.
They're great.
Fried or steamed?
I prefer steamed because I'm watching my.
What there's a...
Okay, well, you're listening to The Debrief. Tune back in and we'll tell you how the gig went. And Mick Molloy will be with us.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be... So you can be Andy from the front bar, Adam.
And you might be...
Okay, thanks.
And you might be driving, Dave.
Yeah, I might be driving.
Putting that out there.
All right, yeah. We'll be in touch. We're back on The Debrief and we're in the car. Mick Molloy has joined us.
Present.
And we've just done Mick's kids' school, Geelong Grammar. It's a bit of a drive. they needed a new polo field. It was good.
No, mate.
Anyway, it was good fun, Mick, wasn't it?
I am out in the coalface.
The coalface.
The boys are out in Lilydale.
It's all
tough.
It was a private school, but some of the, as I pointed out, some of the audience members look like they're from Bayswater Tech. And you pointed out, there were some guys in flannos and beanies. And
I didn't like it. At all.
You're in Lilydale. For people that know, Lilydale's the end of the railway line.
That's not a good sign.
It's where you go when you fall asleep on the train and you wake up and you're in Lilydale. And
unless you've woken up on the return leg.
Yes. I'm in Lilydale. Yeah. And everyone did well. Rosie started. Then, of course, Mick was the MC. And when was the last time you did a gig, Mick?
It was 1862. And it's mostly the same material, I should point out.
Where am I going?
Go past the Hungry Jacks. Yeah. Go past the Hungry Jacks.
Asian that drivers.
This Uber's shit.
Yeah, I'll pass KFC, remember?
Quick,
you blokes. You're not getting any mints. Fuck you.
Sam Pang was great.
I'm driving.
Sam Pang was very good.
Sam Pang did a... funny jokes about being Chinese. We've already touched on these racial topics.
Well, on the way in, you just got me, you know.
Oh, we were going.
Got me in the groove. I wasn't going to do any of that stuff.
Oh, it was funny. That was very funny.
Oh, thank you, Doug. I really appreciate that.
You said some pretty ordinary things about my boys who were raising money.
Oh, yeah. That was a very good joke, though. Where Sam said, we want to raise money so mixed kids aren't homeschooled.
Hang on. Let's just quickly talk about what they need money for. The school has a winery.
It has a vineyard, Rosie, you're right.
It's
has
a vineyard.
Hey, what the fuck?
It's been a bad year and Pinot is a hard grape to grow.
I have never heard of that. I know we've made jokes about private schools having, say, an extra, what did you say, Rosie?
Ice skating ring
and fields. And I've never heard of a school having a vineyard, though.
Yeah. If you want to run with that, that's fine. But the kids have to learn viticulture at some stage.
My kids' high school have a marijuana patch. It's more state school behaviour. The marijuana. No, it was good fun.
No, but Sam, we're all doing Sam's material, but he also said that he thanked the school for teaching my boys how to spell subpoena.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
That was funny.
Man, you're just funny. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, but don't sound so surprised about it.
I was going to say, Dave, you're supposed to be a supporter. You know what I mean? Like you go, wow, that... That went all right. I can't believe it. Yeah, thanks very much. Hey,
you were good though, Dave. Dave booted at home.
I grew up around here, and also they're all parents, so that's all my material.
It's ground zero for you, isn't it?
It is. It's like peak audience members. You take me out to under 25 night in Western Suburbs, I'll be fucked. I don't know what to do.
I tell you, it's funny. I think we're all feeling okay, like it was a fun night, and yet... Not one part of me wants to do it again next week, if you know what I mean. Like, as a fundraiser, like, fucking, how, why would you... Where am I going?
Left.
Why would you make... Not even a little envelope at the end of the night, Mick. It's unbelievable.
Rosie got one. Well, Rosie did.
I was going to say, he's been quiet.
Right, I don't know, because Mick did my kids' school. Right. So I'm paying you back a favour.
And Rosie cancelled another gig to do this one.
Yeah.
You haven't gigged. You are the laziest comedian I've ever met, Sam Payne.
No, that'll take us to the fucking...
Tunnels,
mate.
Yeah, but the tunnels...
Get out the Melways.
No, but you just go down Whitus Road then.
Sure.
We're on highway.
And Mr. Melways.
Mr. Melways. Melways.
Tell Mick about that on the way here. He told us about the radio segment.
This is a segment we used to do on Nova on Melbourne where they call me Mr. Melways and people would ring up and say suburbs, like unknown suburbs, like, say, Aberfeldy, and I would tell the people where they were. That was a segment.
Yeah. And you're not on radio.
We've decided to let you go. What tipped it over the edge? Mr. Melways. What tipped it over the edge?
I was going to get a tattoo of Melways, map 54.
Yeah.
Because that had my street on it. So when you got in a cab and you're really pissed, you have good directions, you just point.
I thought that movie Prison Break, where the guy had the prison plan tattooed on him.
You've got a tat? Anyone got a tat?
No.
I do not.
I'm a clean skin.
Yeah. I got a big bucket of Kentucky on my stomach.
It's funny you don't have a tiger tattoo.
Yeah, no. My triad tat doesn't count, does it?
No, that doesn't count. See?
Or your wow tattoo.
Dang. How long does the debrief go? How long is it usually on the back on the way back?
Look,
does anyone listen?
Are you going to go straight?
Straight, yeah. Fuck
it. Oh. The Mount Daniel Road is going to take us down.
It'll take you down to Whitehorse Road, Marinda Highway, and then just go left all the way up.
It is your hood.
We can knock over a 7-Eleven on the corner.
You two road warriors, right, Rosie and Dave? What was your thoughts about Mick and I doing a Q&A at the end? Unnecessary? Shouldn't have done it?
No, they loved it.
No, I reckon that's good to do that kind of thing.
The reason we both didn't come out because it was like, what are they going to ask us?
Yeah.
Just be embarrassing.
I mean, sure, they could ask you, you know, what's Adam Hills like on Spicks and Specks?
What is he like?
Oh, that's right. You were on Spicks and Specks, weren't you?
54 times, whatever. What's Hughie doing now? You know, questions like that.
54 times?
Yeah.
54 times?
Yeah.
Were you considered a regular?
I was the most regular person. More than Hamish or D Denise, because what Hamish was on it a lot, but then he got signed to Channel 9, so he couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I like how you played hard to get, obviously. That's
exactly.
What about Rosie? You're on Spicks and Specs?
Yeah, 13, I think.
What, Mick?
Did you never watch that
show,
mate? Work.
Did you do any?
Mate, I never did an episode of Spicks and Specs. It was a bit beneath me. It just felt obvious.
Cheap. Obvious.
So I know nothing about music.
Yeah, but we don't have to. Hamish doesn't know anything about music.
Yeah. I'm the only person I know when I was living in shared households.
But you never records?
But I got rang up twice when I left houses by the others going, when are you coming back to get your records?
What was it? I'd like to know, because you're similar age to me. What was in your record collection?
Oh, mate, Kiss. I love Kiss. That was my thing. I had a whole ward.
You know,
Do you know what? When they'd say, come back and get your records, I'd go, what's wrong with Tears for Fears? I feel vindicated.
I prefer Tears for Fears to Kiss.
Haircut 100?
I love Haircut 100. I still follow that
Oingo
guy.
Boingo.
They had a great song.
Don't ever call me that again, all right, will you?
Don't you stay.
Well, the guy from Oingo Boingo.
One more night. Yeah, he's the guy who writes all the music.
Simpsons.
Yeah.
Is it? We still talking about Kiss?
Kiss for crap. The only people who like Kiss at Mitcham High were the Greek kids. All the Greek kids love
really?
Kiss.
Really?
Let me out.
Yeah. Why the Greeks?
The Greeks and the Lebanese. I love Kiss.
Yeah. You know, I saw Kiss.
The opening of Destroyer. That's the best. We should come on to that.
Remember when the Foo Fighters did Detroit Rock City?
Yeah.
It was fucking great.
You would have met Gene. You met Gene Simmons?
A total fucking idiot.
Yes.
Like,
and lecherous.
You know how they say never meet your heroes? That was the one where
was he your hero?
I'm so disappointed.
He was.
But the guy spat blood. He had a big tongue. He had the best boots in rock history.
I was more an Ace Frehley man.
Yeah, Ace Frehley.
Same. Spaceman.
No, hang on, what was the drummer called? Chris.
Oh, Peter Chris.
Peter Fox.
Peter Chris.
Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come
really
to
work his right
now.
Eric, wasn't there an Eric in Kiss?
Eric Carr, sorry,
Peter Fox.
Me and the boys are Peter playing.
You know,
we just can't find the sound.
I went and saw, I did. You know when you're...
Just a few more hours.
I saw a Letterman, you know, I went to a taping of a Letterman, right?
Yeah.
I'll be right
and Kiss were the musical guests.
Oh, what'd they play?
Oh, I can't remember.
I want a rock and roll.
But you know why?
Did they
came
play
on.
Their one song?
Yeah.
They came on. I think it was I Was Made for Loving You, whatever. They came on.
One song.
And they came on off the back of. So Kiss was the musical act for Letterman.
Yeah.
Do you know who the guests were? Yes, I was thinking two guests, right?
That's pretty
Harvey
good.
Weinstein. No, and Kevin Spacey.
He had one guest. He goes, we've got one guest. And I go, wow, this would be special. Do you know who it was?
Simmons.
It was Paul Schaefer had just released his book and he brought him over from the band and sat him down and did two segments with him.
No,
are you saying you were disappointed in that night?
Oh, mate, it was...
Ripped off?
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ. As if I don't... You know, if you watch Letterman, as if you don't see enough of that little fucking...
Peter's tight.
Really? Why did you bring him over? Why don't you just keep interviewing from over there?
Yeah.
Back to Haircut 100. I had that album. Pelican West.
Well,
they only had one album. Fantastic
the, the look
day.
I liked was the big woolly jumper with the braces over the top. Yes.
Where did you two first cross paths?
Oh, yeah, where did we meet for, you know...
I was wondering that today.
I reckon the ESPY.
ESPY,
I reckon the ESPY. But I used to come on Mark Malloy.
Correct.
Yeah, and I was wondering how you guys knew each other before.
Oh,
that.
No, and I reckon stand-up. I reckon I saw you upstairs at La Joke and Last Laugh when we were trying to
get
kicked
back. Yeah, you started doing stand-up the same year as me.
Yeah, so I remember crossing paths.
Yeah, because I love The Late Show, so...
God, that was a good room, the upstairs of The Joke.
That's
where
I did my first gig, yeah.
Do you remember one of the funniest things I ever saw? Was we were doing The Late Show upstairs, and there's a rule, if there was less than 8 people in the audience... Or something like that, you don't go on. So we were upstairs and they said, oh, you don't go on. Anyway, a very famous comedian decided at that point to drop his first E. So he's dropped his E. And anyway, the phones rang up. They've gone, 30 people have just come in.
And they had to go on.
So he had to go on. And I'm ringing around all to every comedian in town going, you need to get down here. He's on stage. He's off his chop. He came down and he couldn't stop staring at the lights. And he's sweating. He's like a big ball of sweat. And he's cutting his teeth like this.
Who was this?
Oh, can I say?
No, don't say.
No, I can't.
How is Richard Stubbs?
No.
I'm
sure he wouldn't mind. Let's just call him a St. Kilda comic. And
Greg Fleet.
No. But you'll get it if you ask five more times.
We can narrow it down.
I'd say no. But I tell you what, you probably wouldn't mind me saying it because it's that long ago. But
yeah, it was a while.
Just for editing purposes.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to remind you, or actually inform you, Mick, if you think that that man in the back is editing this.
There is no way I'm editing this.
Why wouldn't you though? Why won't you know you could make an argument. There are a lot of podcasts out there that could do with an edit.
That's true.
Well, why don't they edit them?
This is comedy gold. There's four comedy legends in the car.
Can you cut out my kiss story? I didn't think that really did.
Mate, that's there for the ages.
Who listens?
Well, who's listening to this?
Freaks.
Comedy fans.
Oh, really? Is that why you got me to drive? I didn't want to drive.
Yeah, but no, anyway. I normally would drive, but my wife's got the better car because she's gone to Geelong to see the Cats because our daughter's a massive Cats supporter.
Apparently, Mick, Dave O'Neill's daughter, Geelong
not
fan,
happy.
Not happy with our treatment of Rodney
Dangerfield.
We should have gone down there, shouldn't we?
Oh, they'll push you off, don't worry.
Was she seriously upset?
Yeah, she liked the way you treated Danger. She loves Patrick Danger. You understand she loves Danger. So, don't worry, I'll push you off to a... Yeah, no, he was good, and he had a good time.
I thought Mick was a bit off that.
You need to go left, mate, not right.
Yeah, just follow these people.
This looks like a stitch up here.
Yeah. this is like some sort of
training day. Yeah. Going down a wrong.
Great reference.
Straight it.
We're about this is the tunnel. We're going to the tunnel.
Hey, Rosie's saying go left.
I'm saying go left. Trust me.
Warrandyte. Fuck.
We're going behind
East. This is Ringwood.
This is it.
The berries. All right, look.
Tragedy last night. Four comedians killed in Warrandyte after taking wrong turns.
It'll be your photo on the front of the paper. We'll just be on Sam.
I wouldn't have thought so.
The front bar will be decimated.
So I'll tell you what was hard. doing comedy tonight while watching the fucking election results come down. It's very hard to come out and make them laugh when it's dawning on you that ScoMo's going to be the next Prime Minister.
Yeah, that's
Australia.
Depressing as
it
hell.
It was very hard to keep the balls in the air.
It was really...
Fuck you, Australia.
But is it still
really disappointing.
Decided yet? Because we're recording this on election night. Is it decided yet, Adam? Or
just having a look now.
Oh, it's so depressing.
When will this run? Will we have a new Prime Minister by the time it runs? ScoMo will be ousted by someone.
ScoMo, you'll be working for
basically, what they're saying is Labor can't win.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
Australia shits me. Really does.
It's unbelievable.
Dumb fucks.
Not so much ScoMo, it's ScoMo, yes. Go the Sharks. Anyway.
Lucky you sheared that sheep. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
That was the moment when we went, he's the guy.
Let me ask, I ask these questions to everyone. What went well tonight and why, Mick? Sam?
What are you talking about?
Well, what went well with the gig?
What are you talking about, the gig?
Well,
you know
it was short. That's what it went on. That's what I'm happy about, because I'm on my home.
When Sam Pang asked how long he'd done.
No,
very
what
unprofessional.
That?
What's wrong with that?
Professional thing I've ever seen.
What's wrong with that?
Boy of the Wings. Am I done here?
Yeah, how?
Am I done wrong? can you bring the car around?
I think you said I'm doing this for free.
I'm doing it for free.
What did you want from me? I got told, by the way, can I defend myself? I got told you only have to do five. I'm getting. Five would be like.
Why would you get. Why would we put you on the poster if you're doing 5 minutes?
You got to lose 10. You did.
You lost your fucking mind.
We did 15.
I did 15.
Oh, close at 8. Rosie. And sticky feet over here.
Sticky feet pang.
Sticky. What? What does that mean?
Oh, mate, I was trying to wind you up. Yes. I'm going, mate.
Yeah, well, I was happy. I said, how long have I done? Because I'm thinking if you told me I'd done 11, I just would have got. I said, would have said thanks. There you go. But you go.
Means your feet are stuck to the stage.
You didn't tell me anything.
He's cracking open another anecdote.
She's the aunt.
But what? So what? He's back in China. This is
going
to go.
I'm not going first.
He's going to paint a picture.
I'm not going.
Let me paint you a picture. What?
I'm not going first with answering this question.
Right. Seriously, where are we?
What in Ringwood? What didn't go well?
I don't reckon anything went badly.
Pretty good.
Well, I didn't get paid.
Nothing went badly. The only thing. So after Mickey came off, there was food packs on every seat.
Yes.
Which wasn't great. And
that's the next question, what organisational hazards has got in the way?
So they put a little pack of food, which is like a snack of lollies and...
rice crackers.
So after you got off, Mickey, all I could hear was this ruffle of plastic.
Yeah, there's
for about
lollies.
That's in your four head, or five
mate.
Minutes.
That's in your head.
Yeah, you're having a stroke.
So we should be going that way. But
no, look. Oh, no, God, no, you can't go left. You can't go. Just go on Maroona Highway.
Let's take a hotel for the night. Let's stay in a hotel, mate.
Well, they've got a combination at Eastland now. We can stay there. We've just gone past.
What do you mean? Think went well?
Is we can stay there.
There's a hotel at Eastland.
Is that the question?
So why would you want to stay there?
Why? I don't know. People do that. What?
What did you think went well? You're there.
The whole thing went well. It was a great lineup.
It's for a good cause, and you're doing it for nothing, everyone gets it.
We question whether it's a good cause, but...
Oh, it's not a good cause.
Like, that winery is tough. It's tough to...
They told me what it was for.
We've had to get undocumented labourers.
You know where the money's going to?
Where?
It's to build a new shade cloth for the netball court or something. Oh. Or is that some outside court?
I thought it was for some dancing horses.
I could make an argument that whatever money they raised tonight, couldn't you have just given as a donation?
Can you write a check, Mick?
You're on that. You've got that much money.
But then where would you be?
Yeah, where would you be tonight?
Not lost in Warrington.
This is.
Do you know where you're going now?
Yeah. This is,
no, I don't.
Yeah, this Maroondah Highway. Just keep going up here. It'll take you to the city. This will take you to Baldwin, where you grow up. This road.
Won't this take us across the freeway at all?
Yeah. Turn down Spring.
There you go. My Baldwin. I got to mention.
Oh, that was a good joke.
Thank you. And once again, another surprise. surprise coming from O'Neill.
And you just sound surprised.
And so you flew in for this too, didn't you? You were in Byron Bay last night, hanging out with the Hemsworths. How many Hemsworths were you hanging with?
Only Liam, who only had eyes for Glenn.
Tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Well, hilariously, so they said, oh, Chris is going to turn up. But Liam was the only one who turned up, and he really wanted to meet. They're all big fans of Glenn. They're all big Russell Coit fans. And so he walked in the room, and he seriously locked eyes.
When we get to Springvale, turn.
Yeah, turned right at Springvale. He locked eyes with Glenn and sat down on the couch, and they were like canoodling on the couch. It was so awkward, I got up and moved away. So
I mean, do you feel like me, Glenn's best days are long?
Well, he always describes himself as semi-retired.
Oh, he is. If you play 8 hours of golf at work...
He's a very good golfer.
He's a very good golfer. And
so who's saying he's a good
he's
golfer?
He's as funny as ever. He makes me laugh.
Oh, he's very funny. Very funny guy.
I toured with him. So the last time I did live, I used to tour with Glenn Robbins and Jeff Stilson. And let's just say it wasn't rock and roll.
No, they're all cups of tea. Guys,
that's the only argument we ever had was over the last tea bag. So they go, can't we just chuck a telly out the window? Yeah. Oh, no, state line's on. That's how it used to go.
Is Stilson one of the best writers who's underrated in the world?
Yes.
The man who created the Osbournes?
No, I think he's underrated in Australia.
Jeff Stilson is so funny.
He used to kill me that he was out here under everyone's noses and couldn't work.
He's the greatest joke about why do athletes, why they always thank Jesus when they win, but when they lose, they never blame Jesus. And he goes, you ever see an athlete going, I was going okay until Jesus made me lose. He's the greatest...
I stayed with him when I went to LA.
Oh, yeah, you stayed in his pool?
Yeah, in his in his back room. And he had the script from when he wrote for Norm Macdonald hosting the ESPYs in 99, which is one of the most...
It's notorious.
Notorious stand-up sets you've ever... Oh, my God. They went, we're not doing comedy again. Because he tore people apart.
He went berserk.
And that was...
Norm's one of my favourites.
Oh, I love Norm Macdonald.
You know, I met him.
You met Norm Macdonald?
Man.
Yeah, well, not like an interview.
You're talking about Norm Macdonald or Norm from Life Be In It? Who are you talking about? Which one are you talking about?
No, Norm Macdonald's my favourite. Well, along with Rickles, he's my favourite. And so I went on this West Coast of America trip where I saw Norm Macdonald at the... San Francisco.
Into him.
Yeah. And he was doing two nights at the... I think it was the Cobb & Co. or something, comedy store in San Francisco. And I met him. He was there doing two nights. We had tickets to the Saturday night. And on the way home on Friday night, we went past the club. And I thought, oh, we'll just pick up our tickets, right? And then I picked up the tickets at the box office and turned around. And there's Norm, like about to go in and
to
on.
Do the gig, yeah.
And I just said, oh, hey, Norm, we're from Australia. We're seeing you tomorrow night. And he goes, wow, you're early. Come on!
Smashing it.
Yeah, there we go. That was it.
So Jeff Stilson, my proudest moment was... We were touring through North Queensland, Robin Stilson Malloy, and Stilson had to leave us to go back to do a Letterman right? So he had to go and do Letterman. Right. I think it was his 8th or 9th Letterman. But he made David Letterman plug our shows in North Queensland.
Queensland. Really?
Oh, that's right.
He goes, if you want to see our next guest, he's currently performing with Robin Stilson and Malloy, and they will be at the Adelaide Fringe Festival from... And Dave's laughing as he's saying
it. Yeah, right.
But I've got on tape Dave Letterman saying my promoting a gig that I'm in, and I go, that's pretty cool.
And that's it. You never see Letterman get up from his chair and walk over to a comedian, but he walked over and went, thanks for coming.
He
man.
Loved
Good
Jim
to
Stilson,
see you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking loves him.
Stilson, remember Stilson went back and... Who was he for? Was it for, like, an executive producer of Letterman? Like, he's called Peter LaSalle, and he had to... He was at a birthday, and he had to say a few words.
Yes.
Have you heard this?
No, no.
This is horrific.
Stilson telling me about this... He was at this dinner. I was like, for this guy called... Yeah, it was Peter LaSalle, who was he was the EP of Letterman. And he had to... And it was LaSalle's birthday... And everyone at the table had to say a few words.
Had to get up and do five.
Whatever. And Jeff Stilson he came on after Shanley.
Martin Short. Martin Short, Gary Shanley.
And then he came on, and then after Stilson was Rickles.
Did Rickles tear strips of him?
Oh, he said, he goes, what the hell did you. What? He goes, go back to Australia. That's what
Wow.
It's Stilson to
us. Fucking hell.
Right. No. He's just a super fella. He used to, on stage, I'll do a joke a couple of times, and if it doesn't work, I'll just bone it. That's it. I can't afford this. He, when we tour.
Left lane.
He would do
Don't call me that.
The same joke every night, trying to. And I go, mate, after about 3 weeks, I go, mate, do you need to know? It's not really working. It's
interesting.
But he would keep doing it, and then one night, magically, he'd like crack the code.
It would work, yeah.
He would reword it, and the whole room would go berserk. And I go, man, because all of his jokes are gold plated, and he spends time on each one, whereas it's churn for me.
Churn and burn. I still remember one of his other... When we used to do the Star and Garter, you'd walk through a public bar to get through to the comedy room, and he said, I was just in the bar there, and there were three guys watching Cheers, a show about three guys singing in a bar. And one of them turned to the other and said, why aren't you funny like those guys up there? It's a fantastic joke.
He's got that great joke about a woman whose cat saved her life in a fire. Do you know that one?
No.
Some woman, the house was starting to burn down, and the cat... fucking meowed until the woman woke up and opened the door and let them all out.
She said the cat saved her life.
Yeah, but he goes, if the door was open, that cat wouldn't have given a fuck.
No, he goes, if that cat knew how to turn a doorknob, you would never have known.
Yeah, cool one.
God, I love him. I can't believe that he liked Mickey. He was in Australia for so long.
He stopped doing stand-up.
He couldn't get gigs out here.
Yeah, he found it hard. He did a bit of writing work, but there's not the level of...
He refused to do fundraisers for mixed fucking kids.
Yeah. Well, he bagged for Richmond, and I always used to say to him, why do you bag for Richmond? He said, because he came out here in September in advance, and he said he went to the AFL shop, and the only jumpers that were still...
Really? Was Richmond?
Wow. Not really available.
Wow.
He used to suffer for Richmond. I wanted to send him. I don't know if he's still even seen the 2017
grand final.
No, he
saw it, because remember we took it with us, and then we were in LA. Oh,
that's right, we were too. I saw him
staying at the Chateau Marmont.
We
ordered 82 Negronis at one time.
Jeez.
To my room.
Trying to do a John
Belushi. Belushi as a tribute.
John.
John, yeah. Not Jim.
Not Jim.
Jim was the funny one.
He's the one that kicked on.
Yeah.
He had a sitcom called.
Didn't he?
Called Jim,
yeah.
So Mickey, after doing the gigs, are you going to get back into stand-up, you think?
But I would love to. So you are a thoroughbred. Well, that's not true, but that's your main thing. And to me, I've got a TV show and a radio show, and I love stand-up. I'd love to take a year off and do it. Because, as I've always said, you don't have to get up and read the papers to find out how you win. It's the most pure form of comedy to stand in front of a room full of people laughing. No one has to interpret it for you. No one gets to judge. You know. And I love it. They were great tonight.
They're a good audience.
I really liked them. And they seemed generally happy to be there.
Yeah,
Mate, they were great.
They were great. And it was in a big theatre, so there was no distractions.
And the wineries, look, it's got I'm not saying it's...
You know, the guys in the 451 visas at work there, they get some more money for them, they get those visas extended. Good on the kids.
Kids learn another language.
Yeah, the kids, yeah.
Hey guys, where are we?
We're on the eastern. We're going towards...
Are we going to have a beer somewhere? Or?
Thanks for doing the podcast, guys. Okay.
I'll just go home.
Three of my heroes in the car. It's unbelievable.
Hey, Dave, thanks, you're a superstar, mate. And Dave was booted at home. We were all not stupid enough to come on after Dave. So we went up early. Yeah. It was fantastic, man.
It's good fun.
Well done.
All right, well, tomorrow night we're going to do Rosie's kids' school. He's got a kid. He's just picked a local school. We're going to...
I got my own a kid.
Yeah, here at the primary school. Alright, bye bye. Hey, this is Dave O'Neill.
And Glenn Robbins.
And we do a podcast called Somehow Related.
And we talk about two random topics that you wouldn't think were related, but in actual fact, they are.
Yes, it's a great podcast. We love it. We listen to it ourselves.
Come along, join in. Don't bet, don't gamble, but
don't
learn
Google
something. And if you go to a dinner party, you've got a perfect way to start a conversation.
So many facts to bore people with on this podcast. Tune in, Somehow Related.